PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Today's featured words are cherish and flee.
It's Valentine's Day! Yay! Miss Davis's fifth grade class is hard at work making valentines for each other. Even Toby's been hit by Cupid's arrow.
Have a happy Valentine's Day, or I will destroy you. Too mushy.
Okay, kids, it's time to hand out your valentines to everyone in class. Now, if you're like me, you'll cherish these cards well into adulthood. So keep them somewhere safe.
Miss Davis, can I?
Oh, I remember you. Second grade, JD.
Never mind. Okay, you can do this. Hey, Scoops, how weird has the weather been? I'm like, it's February, where's the snow, right? I worked extra hard on this card because it's for someone special. Take it.
I did the same thing. Ace Reporter asks you to be his Valentine. You say blank. Then there are boxes to check yes, no, or tell you later.
Wow. I mean, who's it for? Who's it for? Who's it for? I wonder who's that for. I'll take that.
Hey!
I really should have these since I am the best. I'll just change the name there.
Victoria.
Best. Victoria Best. That's my name. Don't wear it out. Unless you're talking about how the best I am.
Why is Miss Davis not stopping this?
That's a good one. Jimmy K. Oh, I wonder if he ever got over his fear of that tire swing.
Here you go. From my parents.
I am the best.
No, you're not. I am. Hey, Scoopsy.
It's Scoops.
I'm the best at making up nicknames. I'll call you...
Becky. Call me Becky.
I like Beckface. Hand over the rest of those Valentine's, Scoopsy.
Well, actually, I made the cards for the whole class, Victoria, and...
Actually, I made cards for the whole... Did I mention I was the best at mocking people?
Kids, are you filling your boots with memories or mischief?
They're just being loud because they want me to play a special Valentine's Day song on my recorder. Is that okay, Miss Davis?
No, Miss Davis, don't let her... Hypnotizing tricks. We have to stop her and get everyone's cards back, especially the ones Scoops made.
Oh, I guess I lost track of the time. The school day is over. Hey, did anyone find a bunch of valentines that smell like a boot?
Combing hair. Best. Valentine's Day. Best. List making. Best.
Hand over the stolen Valentine's, Victoria.
Word girl, how convenient. I thought I would have to lure you here with a giant robot attack.
Not the greatest time, Toby.
Although I consider St. Valentine's Day to be an ugly example of consumerism gone awry, there is something, though I don't know, fun about a day where one being can express...
Toby, just give me the Valentine already.
I'd be delighted. I'm Word Girl's special Valentine, everyone.
No, wait.
That'll be a great story for tomorrow's front page.
Here is a chocolate shaped like the human heart.
Look, maybe you didn't know about this when you offered that chocolate to Word Girl over there, but FYI, I'm the best. Specifically, at everything. You can ask my mom and dad if you don't believe me.
Well, that's simply not true on many levels. For instance, you're not the best superhero. That distinction belongs to Word Girl.
What?
Yeah, that... Hey, thanks, Toby.
It's true. That's why Word Girl is cherished by the entire city.
Oh, come on. The entire city?
No.
Seems like an awful lot of people, but... Really, it's too much. Not again!
We'll see how much you like Word Girl now. I am the best at causing fights. Viva!
Again? That's twice today.
Huh? Is this from you, Word Girl? Thanks.
Wait a moment. That was my gift to Word Girl. Now,
hey, I made that card for someone, Word Girl. How did you get it?
Huh?
Now, hold on, you. First you steal my gift to Word Girl, and then you accuse her of taking a Valentine that doesn't belong to her? Actually, this could work out quite well for me. I will defend Word Girl's honor by challenging Scoops to a duel. Well, that's it. I must defend your honor, Word Girl, by challenging Scoops to a duel.
You're gonna challenge me to a duel?
That's right. The winner shall win Word Girl's heart forever. Or at least be her Valentine.
Oh.
Moments later, while Word Girl looks for Victoria Best and the stolen Valentines, Scoops prepares for his battle with Toby by...
And though this may be my final editorial, dear readers, I have no regrets. A more cowardly reporter might flee at the sight of danger, but this reporter is no coward.
Scoops!
Ah! Oh, hi, hi, hi.
Oh. One thing Victoria Best is the best at is hiding. I can't find her anywhere.
That's too bad, Word Girl, but right now I have bigger, more robot-related problems.
Oh, I wouldn't be too worried. I mean, how many robots could Toby have gotten on such short notice?
Attack now, robot!
I'm busy, Huggy. I have to protect Scoops!
Ah! Hey, let me back there. Scoops Ming does not flee from danger.
So, who was that special Valentine for?
Nah, who cares? Valentine's Day isn't about presents or cards or being attacked by giant robots. It's about letting people in your life know you cherish them, right?
Yeah, cherish. That's when you care a lot about something and that thing is really important to you.
It sure is. In fact, can you take me back to school, Word Girl? I'd like to tell a great person just how much I cherish her friendship.
Really? A good friend of yours that's a girl, huh? Does her name happen to rhyme with Mecky?
Mylet. Nope. Weird question, Word Girl, but Mecky doesn't rhyme with Violet.
Violet?
Whoa!
Whoa, almost dropped you there. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, I'll take you back so you can tell Violet. I'm really busy anyway, you know, got a bunch of stuff going on right now, robots, Victoria, so, you know, no big.
You know, now that I think about it, Mecky wouldn't be a bad nickname for my friend Becky, although I guess Beckface works too. Whoa!
Whoops. Here you go, safe and sound.
Word Girl, I thought you decided to flee.
I don't think so, Toby. Flee means run away, and I'm right here.
I just wanted to let you know this whole battle thing isn't personal. The Valentine offer is still on the table if you're interested.
These robots one by one is gonna take forever. Great idea, Huggy. Be right back to keep defeating you, Toby.
Okay, I'll just be here waiting.
Toby! You had better have a permission slip for those robots!
You know, I think you're a really wonderful and unique person, Violet. Even if it wasn't Valentine's Day, I'd want to tell you that.
Thanks, Scoops. That's really...
What does it take to prove to you that I'm the best? I'm the
someone you should be giving those nice words to. Look how the best I am! Huh? You like that? How about that? Pretty the best, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really neat, Victoria.
Neat? Oh, no, no, no. Actually, it's the best. See? Bam! Totally the best, right? Me, I mean.
Fine, you're the best, but I still want to ask Violet to be my Valentine.
Sure. What does that mean?
It means you're all in big trouble.
Man, those robots just wouldn't leave me alone. They must think I'm the best superhero ever.
Those robots are about to learn a thing or two about the best. Victoria Best.
The best.
Hey, I said attack word, turn into pet mouth.
That's right, robots. I'm the best. You want to attack me? Down here. Wait. Oh, no.
Valentine's, but if I say I'm sorry for attacking you, can we be non-enemies? I mean, until the next time I try to destroy you?
Sure, Toby, why not? It's Valentine's Day after all.
Word girl! If you save me, I'll admit you're the best superhero! The best! Besides me.
First, you have to promise to give back everyone's Valentine's.
Deal! Now help me!
Okay, okay, I'm coming.
And so, the city's most cherished superhero proves that sometimes, when you try to be the best at everything, you end up fleeing an army of giant robots. At least, that was the lesson I took from this episode. Join us next time for another amazing, colossal, special adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is... As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is perspire. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
Perspire means to sweat, like everyone in those clips was doing.
That is correct! Huggy, show him what he's... Are you okay? Can't you find a better time to train for your unicycle race? Oh, Huggy, did you break the air conditioner?
Are you gonna tell me what I've won?
Fine. Here's hoping it's a replacement air conditioner. Huggy, are you ready to show him the prize? Okay. Tommy, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl absurdly large launcher. Don't worry, folks. He's fine. Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words intuition and charming. It's another beautiful day in our fair city. Unless you happen to be the villainous Granny May's cat.
Looking good, Colonel Mustard. Hold still. Oh, this is gonna be the most charming Christmas card photo ever. Ooh, it's mail time. Hold that pose. It's here! The latest issue of Candy Dish Enthusiast. Wow! It says our city is getting a visit from Cleopatra's Candy Dish, the most priceless candy dish in existence. Can you believe that, Colonel Mustard? To keep anyone from stealing it, the dish is traveling with its own security system. Well, I can't just put my candy in a jar like some sort of barbarian.
Meanwhile, at Word Girl's secret spaceship hideout...
And that precious little squirrel water skied across the lake and into our hearts.
He sure did. What a courageous little fella. What's that? Okay, we've got a breaking story.
But I want to see more of the squirrel.
We all do. But apparently someone, who will not be mentioned, thinks a boring old robbery at the National Bank is more newsworthy than a charming rodent enjoying aquatic sports.
Bank robbery? Let's go, Huggy.
Meanwhile, inside the bank...
That's right, officers. That man is the bank robber.
What? Me? No, I'm not. And I can prove it.
Oh, who here would like a special surprise? Okay, then. Close your eyes. And now, open your eyes.
Wow. Chocolate chip.
Check the security guard's right pocket.
Huh? Hey, watch it.
And here it is, the stolen money. All right, let's go, pal.
Wait, hold up. I didn't steal anything. Someone set me up.
Are you calling me a liar? What kind of a person would say such a thing about a charming old lady?
The kind of person who's going straight to jail.
Seconds later, Word Girl and Captain Huggyface arrive on the scene.
I'm on? Oh, okay. I got it. No. I'm standing outside the National Bank, where a robbery has just been foiled.
Foiled? How is that possible? We just got here.
Beats me. There's a reason I've been voted the city's least inquisitive reporter 5 years running. Excuse me. Least inquisitive reporter coming through. Least inquisitive reporter. Is something newsworthy happening here?
It sure is. Granny Mae here caught this bank robber. I'm
telling you, I'm innocent.
Well, I'm just happy I could stop what undoubtedly would have been a terrible crime spree. Though it does seem odd that Word Girl couldn't even beat a helpless old lady to the case.
My intuition tells me Granny Mae's up to something. We need to get to the bottom of this.
Later that night...
How could anyone believe Granny Mae's gone straight? I mean, how many times have we caught her?
Everybody! The news is doing a story about the candy dish!
As I am sure you already know, our city is about to be visited by a 2,000-year-old candy dish, so valuable its very presence will render our lives meaningless.
That's right, Rex. Cleopatra's candy dish is encrusted with diamonds.
Rubies. Emeralds. Sapphires, pearls, and amethysts.
The dish is set to arrive at the City Museum this Saturday at 8 a.m. And if my intuition's correct, there's going to be a huge line. So you'd better get there early.
Way ahead of you!
Now, we turn to the story of a charming crime solver who's been winning the city's hearts. Local old-timer Granny Mae sat down with an award-winning member of our news team.
Granny Mae, let me first say thank you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure, dear.
How do you do it? How do you always find yourself at the right place at the right time to solve these crimes?
Well, dear, sometimes I just get a feeling, you know? I call it Granny's intuition.
Now I have to ask a tough question. What would you say is your best quality? Your pluckiness or your can-do attitude?
Ugh, I can't take any more of this.
Couple nights later at the Botsfords, Becky and Bob are still trying to figure out what Granny Mae is up to.
My intuition tells me Granny Mae is the one stealing everything and then making the other people look guilty. But why? She's not actually keeping the stolen goods for herself. Well, maybe I just need to take my mind off this for a bit. Let's see what's on TV.
Folks, we're only one short day away from the single biggest event in the history of the world. The arrival of Cleopatra's candy dish.
That's right, Rex. Because the dish is so priceless, the mayor is bringing in someone who no thief would dare tangle with. Of course, I'm referring to the city's most awesome crime-stopping force.
Yeah, well, you know.
None other than the powerful, yet charming, and she's also my friend, Granny May!
What?
As you know, I happen to be a candy dish enthusiast myself. And even though Cleopatra's candy dish has the best security system in the world, we still can't take any chances. So I have volunteered to guard it myself.
That's it!
Good thing we made these disguises. There's no way Granny May would try to steal the dish if she knew we were here.
Wow. Ah. It's even more sparkly than I imagined.
Well, if you like candy dishes, you'll love what else I have in here. Photos of my charming grandkids.
My intuition tells me she's up to something. See if you can get a better look. I knew I was right. Word up! Jig is up, Granny.
Word girl thinks I stole the candy dish. Oh, how charming.
That's not charming, but I'll tell you what is. When something is extremely pleasing and delightful, that's what charming means. But it seemed like a good time to define charming. Okay, now to stop Granny May.
We'll see about that, dearie! But I have to go buy some candy for my new dish. Boop!
Where'd she go? Whoa! Hey! I jumped! All right, you're finished, Granny.
Oh, that word girl!
I knew from the beginning you were up to no good. I'm glad I trusted my intuition.
What? Adjusted your ammunition?
I said trusted my intuition. Oh, well, an intuition is a feeling that you get when you just know something without really understanding how you know it. Like when Granny May was tricking everyone into believing she was a crime stopper. I didn't have any evidence, but my intuition gave me the feeling she was up to something.
Would anyone like to see some charming photos of my grandchildren?
Do you really think we're gonna fall for that? Here's the candy dish Granny May stole. Okay. Officers, you can release all the people Granny May caught during her crime-fighting days. She was the one who committed the crimes.
Got it. It's off to jail with you, Granny.
Oh, you two are more troublesome than a leaky jar of blue hair dye.
And so our brave and charming superheroes save the day again. My narrator intuition tells me you'll want to tune in to the next exciting adventure of Word Girl.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskidsgo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required.
Word up!